This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This weekend marks 1 year since Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coast. While the state's shrimp industry took a big whack to its bottom line after the storm, as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the storm's legacy may be what it did to the smallest shrimpers on the coastal bend.
The Danico arrives in port at Aransas Pass. It's a shrimp boat from Brownsville. It's come to Erickson and Jensen Seafood because it needs a part to fix its generator. Erickson and Jensen is essentially a one-stop shrimp boat shop. Boats can unload shrimp, convert it to cash, and then use that cash to buy fuel, boat supplies, and pay for parts, repairs, and labor. The company also owns 12 boats that fish the Gulf of Mexico every summer. Its owner, Grant Erickson, then sells that shrimp to wholesale buyers, which is how it eventually makes it to your plate.
All these boats are freezer boats. We don't handle any boats that deal with ice. Anybody that brings in fresh shrimp, they're dealing with the bait shops.
Erickson has seen the shrimp business change through the years. The industry has consolidated, leaving a lot of smaller shrimp boats behind. Erickson's competition is now spread farther apart. Port Isabel to the south, Palacios, Galveston, and Port Arthur to the northeast. And now there are fewer boats. The ones that are left are much bigger.
There's only now approximately 20% of the boats that there used to be at one time. And what has happened is that the boats have gotten better. The boats catch much more shrimp than they used to back in the day.
There was a little more consolidation last year when Harvey hit the shrimp boats left in the Aransas Pass Harbor.
Well, the strategy when a hurricane comes is run from it. The boat travels at about 10 knots, which is approximately the same speed that a hurricane moves. What you do is you make the right move. If it's coming right at you, go left or right. But if it turns left or right, just keep going and outrun it. Just go until it peters out, hits land, gets gone.
Jesse Clapham is a seasoned shrimp boat captain for Erickson. And he's got the fishing stories to prove it.
I've caught bodies. I've caught cows. Wait, caught...
Real bodies?
Not fish bodies. I've caught helicopters. I've caught army jeeps. I've caught missiles. I've caught front porches of houses.
When Harvey was headed for land, Erickson and Jensen closed down. Clapham and another captain stayed behind to protect the ships from the anticipated storm surge. Clapham put some of Hurricane Harvey live on Facebook.
Had an outrigger had fell on a boat, so I come out in the hurricane, climbed up the outrigger, and tied some ropes off, and picked the outrigger back up, and went upstairs, and then the roof.
The middle of the night, Friday.
This is in 125 mile an hour wind in the middle of the hurricane.
And then there's the account of the man who would only identify himself as Captain James. He's the skipper of the perhaps confusingly named Captain Kenny.
That boat was right there during the hurricane. He was on the boat.
You were on the boat?
By myself.
By himself. His crew.
Everybody left.
Yeah. So he's got his boat running. The wind is coming from that direction, right this way. That boat's got twin engines. It's got massive power. He's got the boat running. He's got the engines in gear to hold the boat where it is so he doesn't take the dock completely out. He only took it halfway out.
Nice.
And I sent the other boat too.
And he said,
they sent the boat on the other side.
He stayed up all night through the hurricane at the helm.
When daylight came, they took stock. Erickson's boats were damaged, but not sunk. Two of his customers, 100-foot shrimp boats moored in the bay, were not so lucky. They were turned over in the water, eventually to find their way to a scrapyard. Four smaller boats, those ice boats he mentioned, also sank and were scrapped. His building lost its roof and most of the contents inside. The Texas shrimp season was effectively over for his boats and crew. He estimates that could be between $50,000 and $100,000 lost per boat. But he counts himself as fortunate.
It was truly devastating. I mean, I came through it with problems. Fortunately, I've been able to overcome the problems that I had and have recovered and are still recovering.
Up the coast, about 11 miles in Rockport, is Fleming's bait stand. The hurricane wiped Stephanie Huang's shop from its prime location near the Maritime Museum on the Rockport Harbor. Huang says she and her husband had a good life before the hurricane. Business was good with loyal customers. Her husband had a small shrimp boat, which helped stock Fleming's bait stand until Harvey hit.
We lost everything. I lost my business, my boat, my house, you know, a lot of damage around.
With some help from the museum, from which she rents the stand, they were able to rebuild. It reopened 2 months ago. Their boat was eventually repaired too. But the uncertainty about the future took its toll.
And my husband depressed, and he got sick, you know. And right now, we got a business bill back up, but I have to get my bait, my shrimp, everything from some other people.
She says her husband now has cancer, and even with the boat repaired, it might be a while before he's able to take it out. Buying shrimp from others to sell has put a financial squeeze on the Huang household, which, by the way, was also severely damaged. She is grateful, though, for the help they've gotten, and hopes her customers will get her through her personal storm that's come after Harvey. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.